There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been discussing the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or at least that's what it's being called. But Daryl W. Perry, he's one of our co-hosts, actually. He hosts his own shows over at fpp.cc. But he's done an analysis of this new law in Indiana that many are proclaiming is going to allow people to restore the right to discriminate in businesses, for instance, which I think people should have the right to do.
Well, they do discriminate. They discriminate all the time. So, for instance...
So you can get sued for it in a lot of cases.
Well, but I'm talking about just sort of in your daily life, right? Like, you choose which foods to eat.
Right.
Somehow the broccoli isn't worse off than the Brussels sprouts if I choose to have broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Discrimination is sort of how things go. If you decide, for instance, you might have a preference in males to females, you might have a preference to tall to short, you might, as far as romantic reasons, discriminating in that area, no one says anything about that.
Sure. Well, I mean, everyone discriminates is the point you're making. But sometimes that discrimination, it can hurt some folks' feelings.
Yeah.
And
but I sure wouldn't want to be excluded from a business based on my color or my sexual orientation or any of those things. I wouldn't want that.
But that business owner should be able to make that decision to discriminate. And we do have Derek J., Ian and Mark and Derek J. in the studio here. Derek J., you are our token gay co-host. Hey!
You sound so authentic.
Yeah. And, you agree. You think that people should be free to make this choice.
I want to know who doesn't like me. I want to know who does like me. Yeah. I want to be clear about that.
The gentleman called and said he didn't dislike you.
Yeah, but that's baloney.
Why is that baloney?
Because you can't, with one half of your mouth, say, oh, I like you. I'll go to your birthday party. I'll drink your beer and hang out and eat snacks. And we'll, have a good time on the surface. But then, meanwhile, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, I don't like what you do in the bedroom. And I don't like your choice of lovers. And you have boyfriends instead of girlfriends, and that's not okay, and Jesus doesn't like it. And Jesus is my Lord, and he doesn't like you, so that's not good. You're going to hell.
Well, the suggestion, of course, isn't that Jesus likes or dislikes you based on
that. Yeah, that's what they're thinking. They're like, Jesus and God are against Derek for being gay, and I can, be happy at his birthday party and try and support him, but if he starts to try and do gay stuff, then I'm going to say... That's not okay.
The New Testament's very clear that you're not supposed to consume blood, right? But nobody says anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's very clear.
I thought you drink this. It's my blood.
That would be transubstantiation or whatever it is. Yeah, so it's very clear you don't do that. Christians aren't out, worrying about whether somebody's having blood pie or whatever. But they've become very, very fixated on... and this is 2,000 years later. This is a different religion than it was 2,000 years ago. A completely different religion.
Hmm.
And they become fixated on these sort of sexual proclivities of other people. And you can hear it going on and on. Now, there's different sects of Christianity and that sort of thing. I must say I was raised Christian, and so this is the one that sort of...
All three of us were.
Activates me more than most. So I don't care. I'm not fond of Islam. Whatever. That doesn't sound so hot. Everything I've heard about it doesn't sound any better than Christianity at all, and maybe a bit worse.
You should read Voluntary Islam by Dobby Barker. It's a good book.
But why?
Well, if you want to hear more about it and change your opinion, okay then.
I really don't care. I don't care about the religions and these, these ideas.
With gayness, I think it's something special. It's not like having blonde hair or one. Like it's a quality that you can sort of hide, and so I think that Christians who mean well want to be like, you should hide that, or you should, put that part of you away. You don't need to show everyone that you're a blonde or, something. You don't need to show everyone that you're gay. That's
why are you running around being all gay?
Yeah, exactly. Like, a lot of the Christians, so I was in a church, and they didn't kick me out, per se, but they made me feel pretty unwelcome for expressing these ideas. It was like, hey, Jesus didn't say anything about homosexuality.
Nope, he didn't.
And that sort of was, like, uncomfortable for a lot of church people to hear, because they'd like to be able to, you know, have the moral authority over you to say, well,
there's got to be some Bible quote. Maybe Jesus didn't say something, but there's some sort of obscure reference.
Well, I don't have any value. I hold very little value for the Bible generally. I mean, it's a religious text like every other religious text out there. I feel about the Bible as most Christians feel, say, about, you know, some other, the Bhagavad Gita. I mean, like, there's some interesting stuff in there and some great stuff that you can live your life by. Like, there's some good advice in the Bible, but at the same time,
there's
it's
some really bigoted, crazy.
Yeah, there's the, I mean, there's some really bad stuff. I find it very difficult to believe that God came to the planet and wandered around for 33 years. Don't forget, God was speaking at 12 years old to the scribes in the temple, quite literate, right? A very literate individual, wrote nothing down. Wrote not so much as his name on a piece of papyrus. Spent these 33 years banishing demons into pigs and a variety of other things. Didn't say anything about wash your hands to avoid bacteria.
No.
Didn't say anything about release your slaves, you stinking crazy people who believe you can own other people. Like a variety of things that I hold to be very valuable. Like, you know, the love your neighbor, that's good stuff. Like, I really, really like that. But it's not as clear as it could be for me.
All right, let's go to Glenn. He is in Philadelphia listening via TuneIn. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello, guys. It's interesting. The reason I first called, and there are a number of things I could address here, but
pick one.
I heard somebody say something about Christianity originally being about not liking the government and liberty or something. How'd you get there? Okay.
You don't think it was a revolutionary religion? I'm sorry.
Well, no. It was one of the reasons that Jesus got rejected by the Jewish masses in Jerusalem was he's insufficiently oppositional to the Romans. Don't you remember riding into town on a colt full of an ass and Palm Sunday, throwing all the palms? One minute they're cheering him, the next minute they're rejecting him. Why? Because he wasn't there to be a revolutionary to overthrow the Romans, okay?
I reject your assessment. The fact is that the Sadducees who ran the temple at the time, these people found Jesus to be a threat. He went in there, he flipped over the money changers. I mean, this was how they made money.
No, he flipped over the money. He was a threat to the religious establishment, not to the Romans.
Yeah.
When they gave him a coin
then
and
why the Romans choose to kill him?
He said, because they were wusses.
They didn't let the Jews kill him in their way. The Romans crucified him. That's a Roman crucifixion. Christianity.
Because they were dealing with a subjugated people with whom they were going to go to war in 70 AD, and because they were trying to keep the masses from becoming
200
years
after
that.
For nearly 200 years after that.
The war was in 70 AD at that time. Even then, there were tensions.
Thanks, Glenn, for the call for that. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
He's looking at some of the history, and I agree with him in some ways. But the fact is that Christianity went well beyond the fall of the temple, and it was a revolutionary religion against the Roman Empire. When you look at St. Martin of Tours, you see this is a Roman soldier. Christianity said, you can't fight. It was a pacifist religion. The St. Martin of Tours, he's a soldier, a centurion, takes off his cloak, tears it in half, gives half to the beggar so that he might be warm. He refuses to fight any longer. Yeah, absolutely. The Romans would kill you about being a Christian. It was revolutionary.
Justin in Raleigh, listening to Talk Radio 850. Hello, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you very much. Concerning this law, first of all, I think we can all agree that the spirit of the law is for Christianity against homosexuals. I think that's pretty clear what the spirit of pushing this law is.
Maybe.
But because you three and a lot of other people are very involved in that issue, let's step away to a different example to actually assess this law.
Please, let's do that.
For example, and I'm not a religious expert, so you might have to correct me on a few details. I believe it's either Hinduism or Buddhism prohibits the killing of animals, period. You can't do it. Which one is it?
I think it's the Hindus, and I think it's mostly like beef.
Okay, but let's say that you are a Hindu
Jainism
caterer.
Yeah. Jainism is an offshoot of Hinduism, and that does not permit that.
Justin, I want to hear where you're going with this. Stand by. We're going to bring you back, okay?
No problem.
More with Justin here in a moment. We'll see where he's going. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. At the end of the 19th century, many intellectuals abandoned the idea that people have natural rights, believing instead that freedom was a privilege. This idea inspired a generation of activists called progressives, who argued that the Constitution's principles had become obsolete. Progressivism was best expressed by Supreme Court Justice Brandeis. Individual rights, he said, must be remolded from time to time to meet the changing needs of society. Our founders knew that if rights can be remolded, it meant you have no rights at all. The income tax and the prohibition of alcohol were just two ideas progressives advocated. The Constitution stood in their way, but they argued it could simply be reinterpreted. This living Constitution idea triumphed in the Supreme Court in the 1930s, and its impact remains with us today. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow. A proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. joining you in the studio tonight. Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J. has his own website. It is TheDerekJ.com.
Yeah.
What will people find when they go to TheDerekJ.com?
They will find a unique video and audio that I produce on a regular basis, some podcasts, including Freedom Fiends, this show, Free Talk Live, Cop Block Radio, and Flaming Freedom, a GLBT Liberty talk show, and also some content, like I was at the New Jersey Libertarian Party convention
recently. I was going to ask you about that. Is it up now?
It is not yet up. Okay. I've got so many hours of video that I've been recording over the last month that I've spent the last couple of days processing those videos, organizing them, and yeah. So the uploads will be coming soon, and you can see the full speech at the New Jersey Libertarian Party convention.
I'm excited.
Coming up in
it.
Just a few short days.
Okay, good. At TheDerekJ.com, go check him out there. And he does Flaming Freedom, which is a great show on Thursday nights.
And I just updated the site. There's a lot of stuff there. TheDerekJ.com.
Awesome. All right. And it's all free. So download at your leisure. And donate. There's a donate link, I presume.
Of course. Yeah, right on the front.
You take Bitcoin?
Only.
Only Bitcoin.
Yeah. I've been like that for a while. I mean, when I did a fundraiser for a lawyer once, I took dollars. But that's the only time in the last like 2.5 years.
It's awesome. All right. So, he was also in a movie as well, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. So don't miss that if you haven't seen it yet. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We're going to bring Justin back on here. He just barely gotten a chance to scratch the surface of the point of his call. So can you recap real quick for listeners just tuning in, Justin?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to make two examples. One what I think would support the law and one would be against the law. Both
and the law
examples,
we're talking about, just for listeners tuning in, is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, as it is being called in Indiana. Go ahead.
Right. So the example we were trying to start is, let's say there is a sect of Hinduism that prohibits the killing of animals for any reason, even if maybe that doesn't exist, but let's just say it does. And let's say Hindu...
Yeah, I think it does. I did a little research on it. Go ahead.
Let's say that Hindu... He owns a catering business. Now, what if a customer comes in and says, hey, I want you to cater my whatever,
barbecue,
but I want chicken or beef. And he says, no, my religion prevents that. We would all probably say, well, that's completely reasonable.
Yep.
Yep.
Right?
Sounds reasonable to me. You shouldn't have a Hindu catering your barbecue.
On the other hand, and what we'd say in that situation is, why are you going to that person? He's obviously not going to serve you.
Right. The customer's a jerk at that point.
But you could say that a homosexual couple going to a place where maybe they know the guy's a Christian, because some of these couples have targeted Christian bakeries to make a point, which I don't think that's okay.
Yeah,
but
why not?
You would say to those people, don't do that because you're just being a jerk. It's obviously religion. Don't do that.
No, they're participating in the market. They're saying, here's some money. Would you like it? No,
but what about the guy trying to order meat from the Hindu who won't serve you meat?
He's just asking for an exchange to take place. That's not a crime.
Well
not even
that's
offensive.
An example where we would say that the Hindu example is a situation where we would say clearly we'll all support that. Obviously it's against his religion, fine. Now let's take another side of this, and this is why this law is so difficult to judge whether you support it or not. Let's say, now this is going to be touchy, so this is a for
example.
Go ahead.
This is Free Talk Live. You can handle touchy.
An Islamic sect that refuses, and I believe this is true, I might be wrong, will not sit down in the same restaurant as a Jew. If there's a Jew there, they will not eat.
Okay.
But let's say he owns a restaurant, and a Jew comes in and says, I would like to eat. He says, no, you cannot eat here. You are a Jew.
Okay.
Now, we would look at that, some of us would look at that and say, well, that's clearly discrimination. That's not okay. He should be able to eat there. You can't just say because he's a Jew he can't eat there. You're in public. You're
I would say he
public.
Should be able to say that. I think that the person should
okay.
be free to discriminate.
Now let's go
Absolutely.
Way off the charts, and let's say there is a Ku Klux Klan member, and his religion says, I'm not going to let black people eat at my restaurant. Now where are we? Should Mississippi. We support that? Right?
Just to clarify something, I don't support bigotry, but I do support the right to be a bigot, right? So, like, I don't agree that the Islamic person in your, you know, theoretical situation should be bigoted towards the Jewish person coming in, and I don't think that the Ku Klux Klan member should have the beliefs that they have, but nonetheless, I think they should be free to exercise those beliefs, and I should also be free to exercise my right to not associate with or do business with those people. So, yeah, I have no problem with those people exercising their property rights.
I think the punishment should come from the marketplace and not from government. So whatever punishment is going to be meted out, and this is going to be true, that popular opinions will be, will receive less punishment from the marketplace than unpopular opinions will receive. So, for instance, I may scold my gay friend for going in and bothering the Hindu about his barbecue, but I would at the very same time, I'm not going to the Klan guy's restaurant and I'm not going to the Islamic guy's restaurant because of their exclusivity, the way they're keeping out my friends out of
my
their restaurant.
My friend can't come in. I'm not coming in either.
My friend, you won't serve my friend. That's me. You won't serve. And I'm not coming in here and I'm not giving you my money because of your beliefs. Whether you believe God said it or whatever it is. Because God's been used as a really awesome excuse for a lot of hate throughout history. Mm.
What was the expression, whatever you do for the least of these, my brothers, you also do for me?
Yeah.
You know, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you gave me clothes. Like,
yeah.
We're all people.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that counts with a big frilly cake. When I was gay, you gave me a big frilly cake. Yeah, I'm sure Jesus would have said that.
Being able to empathize with another human being able to put yourself in that person's shoes, regardless of, you know, what their gender or their sexual preference is, or the, you know, color of their skin, is important. To remember that we're all just human beings, and the things that separate us are ultimately very superficial, in my opinion. I mean, it's important. It's one of the reasons why I support the homeless shelter here in town. Derek, you went to the local masquerade ball over the weekend in my stead, and thank you for doing that.
My pleasure.
I don't want to be in a situation where I find myself homeless and cold in the streets. I would want someone to offer help if I were in that circumstance. Thankfully, I've never been in that circumstance, and hopefully I never will be. But I can at least put myself in that person's shoes and say, gosh, that would be awfully uncomfortable. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. And so, of course, I would support someone like that. But I don't support people who don't treat other human beings like human beings. I don't. I can't empathize with those people because I love people, and I see them as just, you know, slightly different variations on myself.
So let me posit here. So the gays going into the cake, we've been using this one poor bigoted gay bakery throughout the show. So the gays go into the bakery asking for their cake. Isn't this similar to the black kids going into Woolworths and sitting at the counter and saying, we're going to sit here till we get served?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think, Ian?
Well, I think that there is a certain level of, if you know that this person is a bigot and that, you know, that's their business and they want to exclude people, then it at some point is a level of trolling or whatever you want to call it to go in there and mess with them.
Basically, I believe
I wouldn't do it.
I think you should put out fake ads in their stead. Just put out ads. We hate gays. Come get your cakes at, you know, ABC Cake Corporation.
You should do that. It could backfire if you're like in an ultra-religious community, right? And, you know, and then a bunch of religious zealots go in there and actually give them more business.
What better cake store for them? Putting out an ad in their name would be fraud.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. 855-450 free. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live. Of course, you can call in toll free to bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the number. 855-450-3733. Also, join us via Skype if you prefer. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll actually be going to Skype here shortly. And you can also join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. The Indiana so-called Religious Freedom Act. We're going to dig into that even further here, because really, we've had a lot of conversations already with callers on this, from various different aspects. But we've kind of just barely scratched the surface on this as an issue. Derek, we started the show with a sort of a generic article kind of talking about what has happened with this passing of this so-called Religious Freedom Restoration Act. But Daryl W. Perry questions the language of this law. We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit.
Go to FordGalt.com. I want you to check out this project. It's really, really a fascinating idea. Would you like to get a little condominium outside of the country that can pay itself back by being a hotel room? I think this is a great project, and it really stands to be a good investment in the same time. It'll give you a little slice of this Fort Galt project, which is down in southern Chile. It's going to be a little freedom enclave, kind of a condominium, kind of a resort. They're going to have a makerspace full of tools and a restaurant and a bunch of places to relax and socialize. It's going to be a really fun idea, and I think that it's going to attract people there. And you can get the smallest unit is like $10,000 for their smallest unit. And it's a small unit. There's no doubt about it. But I think it's going to be an interesting project nonetheless. Go, please go check it out. They have some really great renderings on their website. It's really well done. You will not be disappointed simply by going and taking a look. FortGault.com. Again, it's FortGault.com. And the way you have it set up, you're not really putting much money on the line as far as risk. FortGault.com.
All right, let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We're going to Skype, where David is in Mississippi. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Hey, you guys have been on point for this whole conversation, I just got to say.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, the biggest issue for me with the whole Discrimination Act, pretty much, is it's legalizing something that should already just be a thing that people could do. Not to say that I agree with it, and most people I know would say it's just bad business.
Excluding customers is bad business. Money.
Because happens to like a certain, yeah, exactly, and with people like that is.
You know what, David? We've got a really bad connection. I want to apologize. Hopefully, it'll clear up here. In a little bit. If not, we're going to have to ask you to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. I am interested in hearing what you have to say, but sometimes there's just too many packets being dropped for us to really be able to comprehend what's coming across here. I apologize about that. So our toll-free, I'm going to put you back on hold. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let me jump into this story from Daryl W. Perry over at fpp.cc. And actually, he made his Freedom Minute about this over the weekend. Freedom Minute is, well, it's actually a five-minute podcast that he does, and it's so Daryl does a few different shows. He does Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, which is like a half-hour show three times a week. He does a five-minute newscast every day, 7 days a week, the FPP Radio News, and then his third show is the Freedom Minute, which is a once-weekly five-minute opinion podcast.
One of the things that Daryl does really well is editing text for clarity and accuracy, and I expect
he's an editor by trade, actually.
Yeah. So this article, I'm sure, will be no different, but I'm curious to see what he thinks of the actual text of the law.
He says, I rarely discuss religious topics. However, there are times when it must be done. The governor of Indiana, Mike Pence, recently signed a Religious Freedom Restoration Act into law in the Hoosier state. Some people say the law will open the door to discrimination, such as allowing a baker or florist from providing service to a gay couple seeking a cake or flowers for their wedding, or allowing a pharmacist to refuse to fill a prescription for birth control. Supporters of the new law, including Pence, disagree. Pence said, quote, "This law is not about discrimination. If it was, I would have vetoed it." Unquote.
Hmm?
However, he has not explained how the bill does not allow discrimination, or even how the bill does allow one to exercise their religious freedom.
He's just a politician. He's afraid of the word discrimination. He doesn't want that to get associated
with
him.
That's certainly true. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Pence was asked six times whether under the law it would be legal for a merchant to refuse to serve gay customers. This is sort of the bread and butter, yeah, supposedly, of this law. He refused to directly answer the question six times.
Why doesn't he just get behind it and say, like, yeah, let's make discrimination a good word again?
Pence said instead, quote, "This is not about discrimination. This is about empowering people to confront government overreach," unquote. He did say that he will look into a bill to...
You know what I want to be able to discriminate against in my business? Crappy customers. People who are, constantly demanding more for less and, just difficult to deal with. If you can't kick those people out of your business, who can you kick out?
So going on here, he did say that he would look into a bill to clarify the law's intent if the legislature sends him such a bill. Well, as Daryl says here, if the intent needs to be clarified, does that mean the current language is vague? Absolutely. In order to have some understanding of the debate, I actually read the law, says Daryl. The first seven sections, this is the kind of guy Daryl is. He actually will sit down. He's one of the bill reviewers for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. This guy is one of the few and the proud who actually enjoys reading laws. And he's,
I don't know if he enjoys it, but he'll certainly do it.
Well, you got to enjoy it to some
level.
You got to enjoy it to some level to be willing to do it. Anyway, he says the first seven sections of the new law are definitions and explanations of terms, which is, of course, common for laws because they can redefine words in legalese. Words that look like English in law may not actually be the standard definition you're used to, so you got to read the definitions. The key elements are sections 5, 8, 9, and 11. Exercise of religion is defined as, quote, any exercise of religion, whether or not compelled by or central to a system of religious belief, unquote. The law then says, quote, a governmental entity may not substantially burden a person's exercise of religion, even if the burden results from a rule of general applicability, except that, quote, a governmental entity may substantially burden a person's exercise of religion if the burden is in furtherance of a compelling governmental interest.
What?
So that's the loophole, and is the least restrictive means of furthering that compelling governmental interest. If a person's, quote, if a person's exercise of religion has been substantially burdened or is likely to be substantially burdened, they may seek relief from the courts. However, the law concludes by stating that it is not intended to and shall not be construed or interpreted to create a claim or private cause of action against any private employer by any applicant, employee, or former employee, unquote. So back to Daryl here. He says, so on one hand, you have a law stating the exercise of religion can mean pretty much anything and that it can't be substantially burdened. But on the other hand, the law says the exercise of religion can be substantially burdened if the burden serves a compelling government interest, i.e. for the supposed greater good, and is the least restrictive means of furthering that interest. So essentially the government here has created the override for, overriding anyone's religious beliefs by saying, oh, well, it's a substantial governmental interest. Anyway, he says, I see nothing in this law, additionally, that states that a person may not substantially burden another person's exercise of religion, which to me means or seems to counter the claims that the bill allows a baker to refuse to bake a cake for a same-sex couple. However, laws are often construed after passage to mean any number of things that were not originally intended. One thing that was definitely not intended by adoption of this law was the backlash from various entities. The Indianapolis Star reports that the CEO of Angie's List has announced that his company will abandon a deal with the state and city to expand the company's headquarters in Indianapolis, and the AP reports the Indianapolis-based NCAA has expressed concerns about the law and has suggested it could move future events somewhere else. Whether or not the new law in Indiana allows discrimination in the name of religion, it has been shown that there are people willing to discriminate against the discriminators, which, of course, should be totally fine as well. But interesting analysis from Daryl W. Perry there suggesting that maybe this law doesn't even really do what all these people are saying that it does. Of course, it'll be up to the courts to decide. What do you think they'll decide? It's Free Talk Live.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more laws to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back with more Free Talk Live. Of course, plenty of time for you to call in about anything you want. I mean, the discussion so far throughout the entire show has been about this so-called, and the reason I'm calling it so-called, Religious Freedom Restoration Act is because there's some question, according to Darrell W. Perry, that the law even really does what people are touting it to do.
After reading the law, I'm not sure this law does anything.
Yeah, I mean, it may do something for the governor who's maybe trying to get reelected and is trying to, you know, pander to...
Is it just lip service to the Republicans?
That's what I'm thinking it might actually be.
See, I really care about your opinions on religion.
So, anyway, let's continue our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've got, you can still call in about anything. And there's more to say about this as well. I've got the Cato Institute's viewpoint. We'll share that. Plus, we're going to go back to Skype here and talk to David. I think he's got a clearer connection. At least I think he does because he's moved closer to his router. David, you're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead and try to get your thoughts out.
Yeah, sorry, I was out back having a puff. But the main thing that I'm getting at here in Mississippi, you know, we've had a big long history of discrimination. But even here, there's lots of businesses that are run by gays that thrive here in where I live, and you know, anecdotally. There was a great restaurant down the road that used to be segregated, and it used to be blacks only. And if the food was so good, well, white folks would line up out back behind the kitchen to buy food at a higher rate. So
they would sell to the white people out of the back door, but they wouldn't let them
and charge more.
Yeah, well, no, they couldn't go in. I mean, that was the old days. That was the old segregation days. Mm. You know,
wow. Thanks to the government, right?
Yeah. Right, thanks to the government. Exactly. I mean, it was legal because Mississippi's
Uh-oh. You cut out there. Mississippi's what?
It was legal because Mississippi said so.
Okay. What else did you want to share, David?
Well, it's just, you know, you guys have been on point pretty much the whole conversation, but it's real disconcerting to me when people discriminate. And, you know, it's still alive and well in the South. And, I mean, I'm in the middle of the Bible Belt, and I've had to worry about jobs and stuff simply because I'm an atheist, you know. Mm. I can't talk about that too loud.
It's the most discriminated class in America. Now, you can hide it even better than a gay guy can, right? All you have to do is shut up.
Just not snicker.
Right, and it's hard. There's no doubt about it. But the studies have been done, and atheists are just above cockroaches as far as the American public's concerned.
Sure.
Yep. David, thanks for your call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with John, listening in Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Yeah, hi. I've got a legitimate question, and I don't want to sound sarcastic, but I've been asking people ever since. Do you remember that Baptist minister? His name slips my mind. They were boycotting the funerals when the soldiers came back.
Yes, the Westboro Baptist Church.
Over the gay issue thing. And I was asking people, you know, well, where does it say that in the Bible? And a couple people told me things, you know, I said in the Old Testament. Well, my feeling is, isn't Christianity the sole province of the New Testament? You know, so if people say that God or Jesus hated gays, there must be some kind of chapter and verse in the New Testament, right? And I was just wondering if one of your Christian listeners would just call in and say where the chapter and verse is, just for my own information. You know,
that's a good idea. Let's clear that up.
Yeah, right here under Wikipedia, in the New Testament, there are at least three passages that may refer to homosexual activity. Romans 1, 26 and 27.
First written by Paul, not Jesus.
Right, as is Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, and 1 Timothy 1, 9 and 10. A fourth passage, Jude 1, 7, is often interpreted as referring to homosexuality. So
all written by people who never met Jesus.
That's correct.
Do we have what the passages are? I mean, do we have what the passages are? Are they worth reading? Are they too you know, long or boring?
Let me give it a shot here. So under Romans, the first one, for this reason, idolatry, God gave them up to their passions of dishonor, for even their females exchanged the natural use for that of which is contrary to nature, and likewise also the males, having left the natural use of the female, were inflamed by their lust for one another.
Well, that's males just one, that's males just one man's opinion, right?
Committing,
because it is natural for you know, same-sex love to happen. I mean, we see it in the animal kingdom, and we see it in the human world.
You claim it's one man's opinion, but many people believe that the Bible is God's word, every dot and tittle. That's
ridiculous.
Well, I disagree with the statement, too.
Yeah.
But once you take a book and move it into the realm of holy, like you put the word on there, it's holy. And, I mean, to me, it's just other people's interpretation of God as they experienced him 2,000 years ago.
Right.
That is cool and fine by me, and I think we can all learn from that, but the idea that God just spoke to people 2,000 years ago and then stopped is ludicrous. If he's speaking to me today, and I interpret his light from within me.
Also, I think Paul is a little bit confused when he writes that in Romans, because essentially what he's arguing is that because the people of, where was it, Corinthians? Or
this was Romans, so yeah,
the people in Corinth or wherever were praying incorrectly. They were praying to God in the wrong way, and so God made them gay. It says he turned them over to unnatural acts, right? So God made them gay because they prayed wrong. Do we see any examples of this happening in any other parts of the Bible or in history?
Many of the temples had temple prostitutes, and the Bible never really spends any time talking about this. Is that the Jewish temples had temple prostitutes in many areas of points in history, and it never gets talked about.
Yeah, and to the caller's earlier point about isn't the New Testament, you know, we can ignore the Old Testament. I always found that strange when Christians make that argument that, like, well, the New Testament is, you know, forget all the old stuff. Jesus is in the new part,
ridiculous.
And we can just ignore all the rest. Because Jesus actually did say, according to the Bible, quote, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until it is all accomplished." So, no, you can't just disregard the Old Testament, at least if you believe Jesus.
If you believe, it was the Word of God.
Well, the fight is on. You have, this is the big wedge issue in so many denominations, right? So the way I would see this is I would interpret this as to say that the law is fulfilled. There's no reason for the law any longer. Jesus fulfilled it, and that we all then universally go to heaven. That's how I would interpret that statement. But at the same time, other people absolutely say the only thing he fulfilled was the blood offering aspect of the law, and that all of the rules, like you can't have a tattoo around your beard or do whatever, disrespect your parents, or the variety of other things you can't do, all that stuff still stands as the law. So
then God
it's just
needs
the punishment.
God needs a better copy editor.
Yeah. John, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, thanks for clearing that up.
Thanks, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Mark, did you want to share any more of these supposed anti-gay verses?
"Whether ye know not that wicked man shall not wield the kingdom of God, do not ye err, neither lechers, neither men that serve monmets," I'm not sure what that is, people that serving idols, I guess, is "neither adulterers, lechers against kind, neither they that do lechery with men." So,
Yep,
that's you, the sodomites.
But not lesbians, that's fine. Just the ones who do it with men.
They're not poking anything in anybody else at that point, so it's fine.
Huh? I don't know.
That's the suggestion.
Maybe they are.
I've seen videos where women are poking things in.
Hey, what about Leviticus? You didn't bring up that one. That's the
it's
most
not in the New Testament.
Oh, okay, fair.
Yeah, Leviticus is full of crap you can't do. You spend any time in here, you're like mixing polyesters with cottons and...
tattoos. You can't get tattoos.
Tattoos, right? Eating the wrong foods.
Shave. You can't shave.
Yeah, well, no, you can shave. You just can't round your beard. Whatever the hell that means.
You know, there was a comment earlier.
Well, the thing is, it's all about culture, right? Like, the reason we're snipping off the foreskin and the reason that they had certain haircuts and stuff is that you had to fit into the culture. People, they killed people outside of their culture.
Yeah.
And so that was the whole point was, is like, you're ours and they're them. And if you don't look like us, then, you know, we have to be able to separate ourselves from us and them. So religion's all about exclusivity.
Let's go to Jericho. He's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jericho.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I had one thing on my mind, and then I'm listening. Of course, more comes. I know what I'm going to say is going to make you guys speak a little. So if you can just let me get all the way through it, I'll let you know. But anyway, on the Christian side of it, I consider myself a Christian, not a well-practicing one, but I consider myself a believer. And it's the whole sin thing. And any real Christian will tell you, it's not that it's homosexuality. It's not that it's this, that, or whatever. It's the fact that it's sin. And homosexuality is the same sin as adultery or stealing or murder. All sin is the same.
Well, stand by. Let's talk about that. I do want to give you the chance to say what you have to, but we're up against the clock. We'll come back with you. Okay, Jericho, stand by. All right, more on the way here. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live, 855 450 free.
If you've got aches, pains, and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information about Relief Factor and a 2-week quick start for just $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.